Shalom Aleichem, everybody. I want to begin by thanking the amazing Elite team for their wonderful programs and for inviting me to be part of this week's Parsha Shir. We all know that at some point Noah switched from being a vegetarian to becoming a meat eater. The question is, what changed? Why did Hashem suddenly permit Matir Noah to eat meat, basar? There's a fascinating Ramban on this week's Parsha that addresses this exact question. The Ramban explains that since Noah saved all the animal species in the Teva, Hashem therefore gave him permission, rishus, to shecht and eat from them. But what does that really mean? Let me share with you a personal story that will help us understand the idea. When I was in high school, there was a certain Rav who used to always invite me over for Shabbos meals. Those Shabbosim made a deep impression on me and a really big impact on my life. Fast forward about 10 years. I'm learning Kol at the time, and one day I bumped into the Rav. He told me he was teaching math at a certain middle school, and he needed a substitute teacher because he was going to be away. He said he couldn't find anyone to take his place and asked if I could fill in. Now, I had zero interest in becoming a middle school substitute. I was very happy learning in Kolo, but I felt I couldn't say no. I owed him so much for all that he'd done for me. So I gave up my theater that day, went to the school, and spent the day babysitting a bunch of very active boys. Rav Yochum Lovavitz explains this is exactly the idea the Ramban is teaching us. Because Noach saved the lives of the animals, they now owed him their lives. Therefore, Hashem permitted Noach, he martyred him, by extension, and all of mankind, to eat their meat. We see here a very big yesod, a fundamental idea. When someone does a chesed for us, we owe them. We are chayiv to them. We must show our karzat tov and find ways to pay back no matter what. And the greater the chesed that one does for us, the greater we must pay back the other, even if it's very difficult. We owe Hashem so much for life itself, and our response must be gratitude and commitment to His Torah. We owe our parents who gave us our lives. We owe our Bam who gave us and give us our spiritual lives. And when someone does a kindness for us, we must feel a sense of responsibility that we must pay back no matter what. So next time you have your Shabbos challenge, think of Noach. And remember, even your lunch is trying to teach you a karas v'tov. Have a great Shabbos.